From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Several explosions rocked the Syrian capital of Damascus today. Syrian state television is blaming the attack on the Israeli military. From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Israel is officially not commenting on the reports that its air force struck targets in Damascus. This latest attack was much larger than one on Friday. Both were apparently aimed at missiles in Syria that were intended to go to Hezbollah, the militant organization in Lebanon and close ally of Syrian President Bashar Assad. Israel has repeatedly said it will do whatever necessary to keep weapons that threaten Israel out of Hezbollah's control. One Israeli commentator said Sunday that because of the uncertain future in Syria, Hezbollah is likely to move as many weapons as possible into Lebanon. He said Israel would then likely continue to attack, leading to a ritual that could spiral out of control. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, Syrian activists continue to report new clashes between Syrian government troops and rebels. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government troops attacked neighborhoods in Homs province with mortars, while rebels bombarded towns in Aleppo province. The activists say rebels fought Syrian troops at a military airport near the city of Aleppo. Malaysia's ruling coalition has won a hard-fought general election and retained the grip on power it has held since 1957. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the result follows a record 80% voter turnout.
Malaysia's Election Commission says that the ruling National Front Coalition passed the threshold for a simple majority in parliament that it needed to win. The coalition's aim is to restore the two-thirds majority it lost in the last election 5 years ago. Prime Minister Najib Razak says he hopes the opposition will accept the results. But opposition leader and former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim earlier claimed victory before most of the votes were counted. The opposition accused the government of flying fake voters into some constituencies and using purple ink which could be washed off voters' fingers so that they could vote more than once. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
Lawyers for one of the college students charged in the case of the Boston Marathon bombing are seeking his release from jail. Rebel Filipos was arrested and accused of lying to federal investigators in the case. He's a friend of surviving bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev. Agents say Filipos was not straightforward when he was questioned about visiting his friend's dorm room after the bombings. His lawyers say he's a frightened teenager who was subjected to intense questioning without an attorney present. The Springs fire burning northwest of Los Angeles is now about 60% contained. Fire officials say they're getting help from cooler weather and higher humidity. They hope to fully encircle the flames by tomorrow, although the flames have scorched 43 square miles. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The death toll has risen again in the deadly building collapse in Bangladesh. At least 622 people are now known dead from the crumbling of the Rana Plaza building on April 24th. Several garment factories were inside the eight-story building. The Associated Press spoke with an architect who says the building was never supposed to be taller than five stories and was not intended for factory production. The World Jewish Congress is meeting in Budapest today, despite anti-Semitic protests by a far-right Hungarian party. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin, protesters accused Jews of trying to buy up the country.
Senior figures from the opposition Jobbik Party stirred up the crowd on Saturday by claiming Israeli President Shimon Peres had praised Jews for buying property in Hungary. They also claimed the World Jewish Congress was holding its gathering in Budapest to shame the Hungarian people. Some of those taking part in the rally wore the black uniform of the so-called Hungary Guard, which has been accused of attacks on Roma communities. The Hungarian prime minister had ordered the rally banned, but a court ruled that authorities could not legally block it. The WJC normally holds its meetings in Jerusalem, but chose Hungary this year to highlight growing anti-Semitism in Europe. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
There's a volcano in Alaska that's having a continuous low-level eruption. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says the Cleveland volcano is emitting a steady plume of ash, steam, and gas. It's nearly 1,000 miles southwest of Anchorage in a very sparsely populated area. Officials are closely watching air quality. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.